You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, Polished Woman. It's Monday once again. How was your week last of our new Polished Woman reassessing of our show? I hope you like our, I hope you loved our episode last week. Isn't it so amazing, like how our guest last week, Sheila, you know, became this mom and person and human being that is traveling all around the world and helping everyone that has mental illness because of what happened to his son. And now she's out there. She has her own charity, her own foundation, and helping all of these people who are suffering from mental illness. But today is a special, special episode because I have a special guest. She is actually now the co-founder of Indie Tincture Pen. And I'm so proud of her because she's been through a lot as well. As a wife and an ex-wife and a mother and a businesswoman. I always have this, quotes every Monday. And this is, you know, connected to our topic. We need to accept that we won't always make the right decisions that will screw up royally. Sometimes we screw up. Understanding that failure is not the opposite of success. It's part of success. By Arianna Huffington. Huffington. Okay, for our intro for today, far too often people, especially us, women, are willing to stay with a partner or continue working a job that leaves them feeling, you know, sometimes unfulfilled and sometimes leave them feeling, anxious and sometimes even bad, right? This feeling of familiarity can hide the fact that they're hurt or unhappy and even thinking about making change that can be actually scary, in part because we can feel like, you know, failing at something that we choose to do. So what if we are, though? We're humans. We grow, we change, and the people or the places that we may have loved at one point in our lives may not be the same thing that we are connected to later on in our lives. Sometimes we have to start over again in order to truly become who we are meant to be. So today, I have a very, very good guest. She will give us her testimony, amazing testimony. Welcome to my show, The Polished Woman. Hi, Jenny. Hi, Felice. Jenny is the co-founder of Indie Tincture Pen. As you can see, this is it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm their model. Wow.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate
Thank you for trusting me. It's amazing. All right, Jenny, tell me something. You know, here in The Polished Woman, we hear you, we see you, and your story matters. We love you. I love you. Oh, I talk about you. Love all the time. You know, I feel like, you know, I know that a scar is not for you. Do you believe that a scar is not for you to dwell on and feel about it? Your scar is for everyone to see, for everyone to hear, for you to share to them, right?
Totally.
So I hope it's okay that you will share a little bit of your story, and then, you know, maybe I can ask you a little bit about, you know, what really happened, and later on about the now you're a part of it. Okay.
Awesome.
What is your story? Tell our viewers.
Well, where should I start?
Well, I think we should start, you know, with your upbringing, your mom, and then your husband, your ex-husband.
Right.
Like, what happened?
So, well, obviously we all grow up, right? Mm-hmm. And we all get married. And I was married at 25. Mm-hmm. And that marriage ended unexpectedly when my ex-husband decided to find another woman. Mm-hmm. But congratulations to them because they're still married today.
And they're still married today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they have three boys.
They have three boys.
And he actually is a coach to my son and has coached him for a long time.
So your son is not the That's he's not the dad. Okay, he's not the father. Okay, so this is the first husband.
This was my first husband, yes. And then I married the father of my children a couple years later. Mm-hmm. And I had two kids, Finley and Francis.
Okay.
And they're now 10 and 12. Mm-hmm. But my ex-husband was not well, mm-hmm. or is not well. He suffers from MS. Mm-hmm. And so through that, it kind of changed his personality and we struggled. And there was a point where I had to make a choice for the betterment of my kids and our safety.
For women who doesn't know or people who doesn't know, especially because I have viewers in Asia, what is mm-hmm. MS?
Multiple sclerosis.
Oh.
So it's a disease that is an autoimmune disease mm-hmm. and it causes lesions in your brain. Mm-hmm. And what happens is the messages don't flow in the right order anymore. Once there's a lesion in the brain, the messages kind of don't flow in the right order. So for him, he has a lot of lesions in his frontal lobe. Mm-hmm. So that
does this cause somehow a person to have like some sort of like a bipolar thing?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yes. They don't diagnose it that way. Mm-hmm. They're still learning a lot about MS. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a piece of what led me to the cannabis space and the tincture business. Also, there's a lot of research around multiple sclerosis mm-hmm. and healing benefits of multiple sclerosis or cannabis for multiple sclerosis. But my ex-husband's still in the picture, and he's a good father to my kids, mm-hmm. and you can't ask for more than that. Mm-hmm. So we live in a pretty small town, mm-hmm. which is mostly predominantly a produce industry-based mm-hmm. business, which I ran a trucking company mm-hmm. with my ex-husband for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And my tough decision was obviously to separate from my husband mm-hmm. and kind of go out on my own. I knew that we would no longer be running that business together. So I came to a point where I had to reinvent myself as a professional mm-hmm. And figure out what industry I was looking for. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was really about healing and creating a product or finding an industry mm-hmm. that kind of aligned with where I came from before, which mm-hmm. was a very male-dominated industry, especially from the transportation side. We had a trucking company. I was the only female transportation owner in the produce industry in Salinas. So cannabis kind of fit for me. Mm-hmm. I started researching and we were separated about 5 years mm-hmm. when I actually met my co-founder, Eric Partner, mm-hmm. True Dose or Tincture Pen. And then I met my husband about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And we have a happy family. And he supports me and my business and my career, and is an awesome dad to my kids too.
So, do you say that you finally found, you know, that love that you have actually been
searching for?
Searching
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
So, I mean, I wanna also explain that she just didn't leave, you know, the marriage for some people who are actually. Saying that, hey, you know, you married 3 times. Like, there was a reason why you actually, did this.
It was important. For me, it was important that my kids mm-hmm. saw me as a woman and a mom.
Yeah.
And that they had an opportunity to see me. Very important to me that they, that they saw a strong mom, mm-hmm. but one that was going to overcome those challenges.
Yeah. It's hard to be a single mom.
Really hard.
It's hard to be a single mom.
And it's especially really hard to be a single mom and start a company.
Yeah.
For sure.
At the same time. Because you balance everything, your work and then your kids and then dealing with the divorce. Mm-hmm. And then I also realized that you lost your mom
as well. I lost my mom mm-hmm. in 2014. Mm-hmm. And she died at 59. Mm-hmm. So for me, that was another kind of piece to my puzzle mm-hmm. in that I really struggled with kind of the idea around if I died mm-hmm. at 59, I really want a kid to have.
Yeah. And is this also the reason why it triggered you, why you know, you went into this cannabis business.
Definitely.
That, yeah.
My mom was
You said to me that if you had this during that time, your mom would have been alive right now.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that the prohibition of cannabis in 1937 had a profound effect on a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I was raised in the 80s and cannabis was no go, right?
It was
like forbidden.
Yeah.
It was the gateway drug.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're going to become a heroin addict.
Yeah.
You can do cannabis.
You're and an addict, literally.
There's a lot of people that still think that, right?
Yeah.
But there's so much research still, even back in 2014 when it wasn't legal yet. There was still a lot of research and the opportunity to use when she was like very close to passing and said, hey, let's throw everything at the wall. She said, no.
She didn't want
to. She would not touch it because she grew up saying that that was like bad, right?
That it's drugs, right? That it's something that's not healthy for you,
right?
Something that makes you high, something
totally.
Yeah.
And for her, it could have helped her. It could have prolonged her life. It could have reduced the tumor sizes to give her a greater opportunity to spend time with her family. But
this is like very opposite, very opposite with what my dad. My dad was like all about. He's a health freak,
yeah.
You know. So he basically did not take any for pain. He did not take any pills. Mm-hmm. He only took marijuana.
Yeah.
Smoke marijuana. It helped with his pain.
Totally.
And it's like, I mean, it really helped him so much, you know, with the pain and everything. I want to ask you this before we go to the, because I really want to talk about this because I'm one of those person that I think I want to learn about it as well. What about your current husband that made you, since, you know, coming from first and then second, what made you like willingly to get married again? You could have always have chosen that, you know what, I'm just going to live with you for a while and not get married, right? What made you, you know?
Well, my husband was very faith-based.
He I love that.
A very strong believer in Jesus Christ, as was I. I think in our adulthood, I was raised in, you know, as a Christian.
Yeah.
And still a Christian. Mm-hmm. And but I think in my younger 20s, you know, we kind of get busy and we're all over the place. Yeah. But when I met my husband, he was very, very open about his desire to have a family again and to be married. And part of that was the relationship that he had with God and the relationship and how important it was to him that I also was committed to having a strong relationship with God. And it kind of brought me back to like the beginning, right? Where you're a young person, you go to high school, you go to college, and you dream of getting married, right? Well, your relationship with your husband is so important, just like a relationship with God. And I feel like that was one of those pieces to our puzzle that made it all fit together.
Yeah.
You know, he brought me back to having that strong relationship.
Having that, that strong faith again.
It's
amazing. You know, if you're in a marriage or in a good relationship, somehow it does really help to have that faith in your marriage. If not, it doesn't.
Well, you don't have anything to fall back
on
when things get tough, and they always get tough. No matter how perfect your husband is. How perfect your world is.
The world is, marriage,
is, right?
Yeah.
There's always something that comes up. Always.
Yeah.
Right?
It's never like, it's for some reason, the road is never like straight and it's never
like. But he meant it that way.
Yes, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
I think God meant it to be difficult in a sense for us to build on that, to need him.
Yes.
Right? And I think as something that I found really amazing about Mike, my husband, is that his relationship with God is first and foremost his relationship with God. That through the teachings, through the Bible, he sees how he can best mentor me, but also love me at the same time. And that's like so important. And then the kids get to see that opportunity too. They may not understand all of the parts of a relationship, but they they can see that love being exemplified through our actions towards each other.
Yes. And that's why it's so good for our children to see that love, that happiness, that joy within you, because they grasp that.
Totally.
And then they, you know, they keep that, and then they're like, okay, this is how I'm going to treat, mm-hmm. you know, whatever they see on us,
yeah.
and their, you know, their parents, mm-hmm. that's what they're going to take on to their next life, their next relationship.
Definitely.
So it's like really amazing. Just one last thing about your, I know you like smile right away.
Totally.
It's like, what is one thing that's fulfilling in your marriage?
I would have to say the way that he loves me.
There, I'm sure there's a lot of women out there who, especially nowadays, okay, like I know someone, my sister, oh my gosh, she's just like complaining, oh my god, I went out on a date, it's so hard, blah blah blah. I mean, there's, you know, there's always somebody, like you have a special person, like a partner that's
totally.
Intended to be for you, you know, and if you don't have it right now, you will have it later on.
Mm-hmm.
So don't stop looking for it. It will, for some
Very
reason,
true.
It will. Did you try to look for your husband? I feel like just him, right?
I did.
And you knew him even
and
before.
I knew him
yeah.
before. But I think when you let go,
mm-hmm.
I think in today's society, there's online dating,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I never dabbled in that because
yeah.
I just don't understand
mm-hmm.
for me. I didn't have time to mm-hmm. worry about that too.
Yeah.
But I think
it's too much work, by the way.
If you just don't worry about what it looks like on paper, right? Like we all have all those little boxes we want to check
yeah.
and like the perfect mate.
Yes.
And if we've been married more than once, you know, then maybe those boxes are super, super important.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like once you just kind of let go of checking all the boxes mm-hmm. and making sure he looks like perfect on paper,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you have an opportunity to just be you.
Yes.
And, like, open yourself up. And I think God has a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah.
You know, where you can just be everything, right?
Yeah.
And then he connects you.
He connects you. And
he
by the way, there's nobody out there that's perfect. So you will
no.
never.
And I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Like
yeah.
Each relationship you have, whether it's a friendship or, you know, a love relationship,
mm-hmm.
we're not perfect. We just kind of have to be us and be forgiving and be grateful.
What advice, before we talk about, you know, Indy, what advice can you, you know, tell women out there who are hurting right now, who are divorced, who just went through divorce, or who are hurting because they cannot find anyone?
First.
Or who are hurting that is actually maybe talk to them.
First, I would say, if you're divorced or if you're in the process of getting a divorce, don't try and make your children hate their father, first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how bad he is, so that bad on him or that about you. And I really tried my best to do that. That was important.
Yeah.
And just like let go of control, because at the end of the day, you can't control everything. And if you hold on too tight, a friend of mine told me, life is like fluid water.
Mm-hmm.
If you follow the flow of the river, right? When you're like
yeah.
going down a river, they never say try to fight the waves.
Yeah.
They say put your feet
and go
down
ahead.
First
yeah.
and let the current take you.
Yes.
Like that, I feel like once I let go of control of every little piece of my puzzle, it all kind of got put together.
Yeah.
If
and
that
it
makes
will,
sense.
And the current will actually take
you. And the current
you,
takes you to where you're supposed to go,
you're
right?
Supposed to
the
go.
Shore or,
yeah.
You
yeah.
know, further down the river.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a good one. My God, that was amazing. Well, talk about your business.
Mm.
Love, 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 Indy.
Thank
okay.
you.
How did you get into this whole male-dominated, you know, business?
So like I said earlier, I had to kind of reinvent myself after I left my
mm-hmm.
company. And cannabis was one of those places that was a growing, blooming
mm-hmm.
industry, predominantly male-dominated and status,
yeah.
although I think women are definitely
Yes.
In the industry. But I found my way through research and through my experience with mm-hmm. my mom and my ex-husband that there needed to be a kind of bridge mm-hmm. between the old way and the new way.
Okay.
And
I like that.
The tincture, mm-hmm. you know, we look at different methods of dosing in cannabis. You can eat it, you can eat it. Or the tincture is like a root method mm-hmm. for people to be able to start small, mm-hmm. take a little bit, mm-hmm. and experience whether or not it's going to benefit them and their ailment. With the tincture, though, we had like the 1800s old tincture bottles.
Yeah.
We pretty much use that in beauty. We use that for babies. And we still use that in cannabis, too, to dose tinctures. But there's a lot of irregularity in the drop volume. It's not consistent.
It is not.
It's not consistent.
Yeah.
Which could be a problem, right?
It could be a problem. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of women out there who are like me, who's scared to, like, take anything. You know, I'm one of those that gets paranoid and, mm-hmm. and I get anxious. And I always want to be, like, you know, on my...
You want to be on your A game.
Your A game. So I'm like, but other people can just like, oh my gosh.
Right?
It makes them alive.
And that has a lot to do with your genetics.
Oh.
People are not sensitive to THC.
But super sensitive, yeah.
Yeah. And you get super paranoid.
Yeah, super paranoid. Can we like show to them, okay, I want to show this.
Sure. So I think most people are familiar with an old-fashioned tincture bottle.
Yes.
We designed this device to allow you to microdose, essentially, mm-hmm. Cannabis oil. Mm-hmm. So you can take a very small amount of cannabis,
uh-huh.
and then you can, like, slowly experience it.
Okay.
This device is very consistent.
Okay.
It doses a very little amount, down to a tenth of a milliliter, which is like a drop.
Like a drop, okay.
Right? But it's a smaller drop than what you would have in like a tincture bottle,
mm-hmm.
And that allows you also to know exactly how much you're taking every time.
Oh,
and so the confidence gives you trip, mm-hmm. maybe let's say like a quarter of a milligram of cannabis or THC.
Okay,
then you can like experience that and feel not paranoid.
Yes,
the purpose of the tinctures are not to be what they used to call stoned,
yes.
or not in control, not on your
yeah.
A game.
Yeah.
But the benefits of CBD and THC together and taking them in very small doses.
Yes.
You consistently can throughout yeah. the day,
mm-hmm.
then it lowers your inflammation in your body. It helps with anxiety.
Ooh,
helps with your
like
stress
that.
Level. Helps with you
sleeping, you know,
just
if
being
you're
calm,
sleep deprived. Yeah,
right?
being
helps
calm.
Sleep.
Yes, yes.
But it's important to be consistent. A lot of people just take CBD or THC for that matter,
mm-hmm.
just at night or just for a specific reason, like once
yes.
during the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to take it in very small doses throughout your day so you kind of maintain like a new homeostasis,
yeah.
a new baseline, right?
Yeah.
Which allows you to have greater capacity to deal mm-hmm. with your kids, to deal with stressful workspaces, all of that.
To be nice
and
to
even
your...
to heal. Right?
Yeah, to heal.
And our seniors, like, maybe come from that area
yeah.
where they don't want to try cannabis or
yeah.
they're super scared.
Yeah.
You know,
there will
gives,
be a lot of people that will be so scared, but then this is something.
This gives the experienced user an opportunity to trust
mm-hmm.
and to experience it slowly
mm-hmm.
and to find that they're, you know, doing it consistently throughout the day, just mm-hmm. a little bit. It doesn't alter their perspective of the world around them.
Yeah.
But it does help with your overall inflammation in your body.
Okay. But you can also choose to have just a CBD. With
you can totally choose to have
okay.
CBD. So
yeah.
Indi Trudus and the Indi Tincture Pen is a mm-hmm. technology.
Mm-hmm.
We don't manufacture the oil. We line with manufacturers or manufacture our cartridge technology.
Mm-hmm.
And then the consumer would purchase the pen and purchase a cartridge.
Okay.
Just like you purchase a tincture
yeah,
bottle,
yeah, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And then you can meter your dose that's specifically to you. So you'd find your true dose and what number of the indie pin mm-hmm. is for you. And then you use that same number throughout the day.
Throughout the day. And I believe that this actually heals kids, even kids with epilepsy.
You can use it for, yeah.
And even dogs.
Mm-hmm.
We just tried it to Oliver.
Totally.
And Oliver has anxiety, major mm-hmm. anxiety. Oliver, oh my gosh.
And it calms them.
It calms them.
Yep. So
yeah.
it doesn't have to be THC. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be a psychoactive. effect. CBD has no psychoactive effect. And that's really important to know, mm-hmm. I think, for consumers where they hear cannabis. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But CBD has no psychoactive effect. It works on your body's inflammation, mm-hmm. and it's just really healthy for you. It nourishes your neurotransmitters, which mm-hmm. our food supply doesn't have the ability to do,
yeah.
which overall lowers the inflammation and allows for the communication between your brain and your body to just be chill.
Just be chill and just be relaxed and be zen.
And zen, right?
Ooh, we need that.
It's a great thing.
It's a great thing. Oh my gosh. Where can they buy this?
So we have not launched yet. We're in the process of launching, and I want to thank you very much for signing on to do our campaign. Thank you.
You know why? Because I've suffered so much from anxiety, and actually I'm a very big, I'm very big with mental illness. In fact, Olivia and I are going to have our foundation, right? We're going to have our CC Foundation, and we are actually going to help women out there. It's a product for women out there that we are going to help.
Definitely.
Oh, my gosh.
This is like one amazing. Of those primary pieces to the puzzle, for sure, for
really?
Reducing anxiety.
See, Olivia, definitely. I can have this. Oh, my gosh. This is good for us. We can, like, literally get this out there and, start helping.
100%. And yeah. Indie Trudos would love to have a foundation, too, to be able to give back.
Oh, my gosh. Then go give it to Sissy.
Definitely.
No, I wish I could bring this to the Philippines. I have a lot of viewers in my country in the Philippines, and they need this.
We are open to definitely international.
I know. I hope so. We're going to pray for that. Okay. I know that we're almost done. Like, I can't believe it's like all, it's so fast. When I interview somebody here,
yeah,
it's like,
time flies.
Yeah, time flies so fast. Okay. We normally, what are the three things that they can take home?
You have
for business, you have for love, finding love, and you have for being happy now.
Yeah.
And finding, your faith.
Definitely.
You know?
I think faith for sure mm-hmm. is one of those pieces. And if you haven't tried it on for size, like give it a whirl.
Yeah.
We can control a lot of things in life, mm-hmm. but there's definitely, I think, a higher power at work, and God can really give us a lot of peace and a lot of joy. Mm-hmm. And then I would have to say, like, being transparent is huge. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people either carry baggage, right? We all have loads of baggage.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can, like, either open up the baggage and just lay it all out on the table, mm-hmm. or you hide it, right? But how do you really connect with somebody unless you are vulnerable mm-hmm. and you just, like, let it all out? So I would say allow yourself to be vulnerable, mm-hmm. have a little faith, and trust yourself.
Yes.
Find what's true to you.
Yeah.
Find your true dose.
And
just relax and try and just take a deep breath, even when you want to cry.
Yeah.
And just roll with it.
Can you actually say right now in front of everyone that you have found love?
Oh, 100%. I found love in God, mm-hmm. but I also found love in my husband, who's absolutely amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, and you found love from your business as
definitely.
Well.
Definitely. Being a female founder, I think, is super hard.
Yeah.
It's super hard having your good days and bad days with your kids. But feeling like you have something just that's yours, that you busted your butt for, mm-hmm. is really important. So don't give up on the career.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Even if you think it's too late.
Yeah.
No.
Or you have an idea, like,
just
random,
make it happen, right?
Make it happen.
Make it happen.
A lot of people ask me that question of, how did you come about this?
Yeah.
As you did earlier, too. And it's one of those things, like, I'm not an engineer. Mm-hmm. I didn't come from that space. I've never invented anything.
Yeah.
And together, my partner and I, met at the right time. Mm-hmm. And he had a good idea. And I had, the way to make it all happen. Mm-hmm. And together we founded Indie Trudos and came up with a super awesome rad device.
Amazing. Like, hey, thank you so much for being on our show. And oh my gosh, I hope you've learned, you know, a lot of things from our guests for today. And I will see you next Monday. I hope every day. Okay. Oh, don't forget. I always give my tip of the day. I always have to write it so I won't forget. Remember that the life you have today may not necessarily be the life you have in a month or in a year from now. Be mindful that change can happen and that it can be beautiful.
And it's beautiful.
Definitely. It can be actually beautiful.
Thank you very much.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for being on the show. You. Thank you so much. And don't forget to give love to the next person that you see after watching and listening to our show. Thank you very much. Happy Monday. Have a great week. See you next Monday.
You're listening to The Polished Woman with Jessica Bunavach, only on LA Talk Radio.